about the chumas that we've got inside us.
This week's Torah week is sponsored by Family Dover, Lichvoid Simchas and Nisuyin Shel, Yosef Shlomo Dover, and Shani Abraham. Zayin Nissen, 23rd of March, Rabbi Rafi Cope went to make the bracha on the Yontif candles.
On what?
Yontif candles. The Yontif candles.
After a duty for the right of me to come to speak here, I'd like to discuss a very interesting Indian, which we're all aware of, but we might not know the applications so well. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, "Kishiyadle kivarech parchat Hashem lekeinu melech peilav shekeli shalom tzavet zavon hat b'neshul Shabbos." When we light Shabbos candles, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a man or a woman. You make the bracha lehadlik neshul Shabbos. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Also on Yom Tov, what makes levarech lehadlik neshul Yom Tov? Says the Rama, when do we make this bracha? The Rama says, yesh mishayim eshem varech in koidim hadlaka. Some say make the bracha before the hadlaka. Some say you make the bracha after you've lit the candles. So there are 2 points over here. One point is that, as we know, with all mitzvahs, as everyone would guess, we know there's a famous Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara tells us on Daf Zayin on the base, Orma Bihudah Mashmuel, Kol HaMitzvahs Mavarech Alem Oivel HaSiyosan. The Gemara explains Oivel HaSiyosan means before we make the same, we do the mitzvah. Any mitzvah, generally, the halacha is, you make a bracha before you do that mitzvah, and then you do the mitzvah. So, the obvious question would be, why is it going to be any different over here? Why is he telling us, for some reason over here, some hold that you make the bracha before, and some hold you make the bracha afterwards? That's one point. The second point is, well, if we are actually making it after, we are making the bracha afterwards, we do try and still keep within the boundaries of Oivel HaSiyosan, of doing something beforehand. So, I don't know if people are so aware that one of the reasons that the women, after they've lit the candles, they start flying around with their hands, is, besides for the whole Kabbalah Tekein Yonim, but the very simple reason is, the Rama says it very clearly, the Rama says, the reason is, because we still want to catch a bit of Oivel HaSiyosan. We still want to try and do something, make the bracha before some part of the mitzvah. What is part of the mitzvah? Besides the lighting, is you have to get hana from it. So what we do is, says the Rama, in order it should be Oivel HaSiyosan, lo yena mimena ad echa bracha. You should not be nena from the candles until after the bracha. Or misimin hayad lifnei haner, they put the candles, they put the hands in front of the candles, acha hadlaka on mevarachin. V'achach misal kireyad. They put the hands in front of the candles, make the bracha, and then you take away your hands. In other words, you're getting still a bit of Oivel HaSiyosan by not being nena, getting hana from them until she's actually made the bracha. Now let's understand what is going on here, what is the reason for this. The reason is because there's big machlokus, what exactly we are mekabel Shabbos, when exactly is the Kabbalah Shabbos chal? Is the Kabbalah Shabbos chal when they actually light the candles, when you actually light the candles, or is it when you actually make the bracha? When I say they, the reason is for that is because a man is not mekabel Shabbos with lighting the candles. We'll see enough coming later on, but a man is mekabel Shabbos, generally the Shulchan Aruch takes on when he used to say, nowadays sometimes isn't a ger, when the same as Meshulim Shabbos, or Boi V'Sholem, but a man is not mekabel Shabbos with Hadlakas Neiros. Whereas a woman's Kabbalah Shabbos is with Hadlakas Neiros, and therefore there's a machlokus whether she makes a bracha, whether she's Mekabel Shabbos with the bracha or with the lighting. So if we hold that she's mekabel Shabbos with a bracha, then if she makes the bracha before, she's now been mekabel Shabbos, and she may no longer light the candles. So that is the reason why somebody should make the bracha only afterwards. Now, let's go a little bit further, and let's go a bit neger to Yom Tov. Says the Magen Avraham, V'im kein, what's going to be on Yom Tov? So why should Yom Tov be any different? As we all know, on Yom Tov, one's allowed to light candles. So Tzarich Yom Tov. So if so, says the Magen Avraham, V'yom Tov Tvarech Lachakach Tadlik. The Svara should be, we should go back to the original din, that initially one should make a bracha first and then do the mitzvah. So on Yom Tov, there's no reason why you can't light on Yom Tov. Therefore, you should make the bracha first and light afterwards. So it brings the Magen Avraham, brings it v'shem, the Sefer Drisha, v'shem Imai, the Sefer Drisha in the name of his mother. Now, interestingly enough, many people make a mistake with this. It's not actually the Sefer Drisha in the name of his mother. It's actually brought in like the Dhamma of the Drisha. It's known as the famous Chiddush of the mother of the Prisha. It's not actually the mother of the Prisha, it's actually the wife of the Prisha, because it's brought down in like the Dhamma of the Prisha, and the one who wrote like Dhamma to the Prisha was actually his son. So he brings down v'shem his mother is the wife of the Prisha. So it's a Chiddush of the wife of the Prisha, which l'cheira sounds a very straightforward din, that on Yom Tov you should like the, you should make the bracha before lighting the candles.
Not striking the match.
Strike the match before. Make the bracha and then light. What's the problem? Says the Magen Avraham. He argues with the wife of the Drisha. He says, "Aval ein chochma le'isha, but ein chochma le'isha." We'll see what that means soon. De lo yichilku chachamim, the chachamim are not mechalik. Kmo yishu kesavti b'simon kumuches. B'chein kasa atoysus and p'sachim daf zayin on base. So what's going on over here? Let's understand this. The Magen Avraham is arguing with this, and he says, "Let's not try. I disagree." And the halacha is, she says the bracha afterwards, because the chachamim are not mechalik. Now what exactly do you mean, the chachamim are not mechalik? Like, we see in Kuf Nun Ches and Tosfos and Pesachim. What's Tosfos and Pesachim talking about? Tosfos and Pesachim is talking about, on the spot where he speaks about this din, of making brachos over Las Yasson, the Gemara says there's an exception. The exception is, chutz min atzvila. One of the things is you make the bracha before Tevila. What Tevila are we talking about? So it's actually about Chodesh Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos understands we're talking about a Tevila's Ger. Now Tevila's Ger, you make the bracha, a Ger can only make the bracha afterwards. So Tosfos, the reason is because a Ger is not Roy to make the bracha before, and he can't say for Tzivano, he's not a Yid yet, and therefore he can only make the bracha on Tevila after he's tabled. Therefore, as a result of that, every Tevila, and Tevila's Isha, Tevila's Balkeri, anyone, the halacha would be, you only can make the bracha on the tevila after you've tabled. And for that matter as well, Tosfos brings that netila as well is the same halacha. As we know, netilis yadayim, we all make the bracha on netilis yadayim initially, according to this gemara, according to this klal, we should make a bracha on netilis yadayim before we wash our hands. However, because there are times when by netila your hands are not dirty, for example, when one walks out of the toilet, that the hands are dirty, therefore one cannot make a netilis yadayim with dirty hands, therefore you make the bracha before the netila. After the netila, and therefore, the Chachamim said, lo plug, by every netila, the halacha is you make the bracha after the netila and not beforehand. So whether tevila, whether netila, that's halacha. So says the Magen Avraham, I've got a gevaldige raya. Just like we see by netila and tevila, the Chachamim were not mechalek, lo plug, as they call it. Therefore, the same should be by hadlokas neiros. One should only make the bracha after the hadlaka, just like we see by tevila and netila. Now, let's understand, first of all, it's a very interesting thing here in Tosfos. Tosfos does say that where do we get from netila, from tevila? Tosfos says, because of tevila's ger. I always had this hour, a very interesting thing. Tobias Gertoser says the reason why a ger can only make the bracha afterwards because he's not roi, because he can't see if it's tzivanu. Okay, I never understood this. Because what's the halacha? Someone wants to become a ger, what does he do? One of the things he has to do is he has to tovel. So what do you mean he's not roi to say if it's tzivanu? The Torah tells you want to become a ger, you've got two things. You have to do a mila and tevila. So why is it, why can't he save a tzivanu before he's a ger? He doesn't have to become a ger to save a tzivanu. Torah tells if you want to become a ger, so you make the bracha, so you have to tovel. So you save a tzivanu ala tevila. The bracha commandment says, I want to become a ger, so I make a bracha on the tevila. I have to do tevila so I can make a bracha with tzivanu ala tevila.
It's becoming a ger.
But it's a tzivanu. If he wants to become a ger, he has to do tzivanu. But it's part of the process of becoming a ger.
But it's not
to
be a ger.
Correct. That's what it means when we're supposed to do a tevila. His tevila is that if I want to become a ger, I have to do tevila. I have to make do a tevila. So the tzivanu is also my tevila.
He has no tzivanu to become a ger.
Correct. But he has a tzivanu that if he wants to become a ger, he has to do a tevila. There's what to argue. Anyway, I found this shayla that Yair Batz asked this question. It's not a matter of being mechayev to make a bracha. If he wants to become a yid, he has to make a bracha. He has to do a tevila. Why? He wants to become a yid now. So becoming a yid, part of the process of becoming a yid is doing a tevila. So? He's making a bracha. I want to become a yid now. What tumah is he has? Is it going? He's doing part of the person becoming a yid. He's doing a tevila. Anyway, I just brought this shayla in Agav. Anyway, so the yid that's asked this question, I'm not sure of the text. Anyway, so now we have to understand what exactly is the svara of those who are choluk on the Magen Avraham and. The svara of the Ishus of Prisha. What's pshat in her svara? Because lechayra Tosfos has a good raya. Tosfos says my raya is from tevila and tevila. It's got a good raya. Leplug. So lechayra one thing we could possibly say is that Tosfos doesn't necessarily mean that a leplug, as far as saying that in every case we're going to say. There's no difference between them. Meaning, Tosfos says, "Ein ligo benoshim shemavrochus achat tevila." He says, "Don't get annoyed. Don't shout at the women who make a bracha after the tevila, because there is tevila scared leimotzi levarich leichelku. Because there is a tevila of a ger that he makes the bracha afterwards. So therefore, the chacham were not mechalik." So one could argue and say, Tosfos isn't telling us that. Therefore, every case you have to do. You have to make the bracha afterwards. He's telling us, don't get angry with women who make the bracha afterwards, because we find such a musaf of tevila that you can make a bracha afterwards. It's an option. You can make the bracha before, you can make the bracha afterwards. Tesis. That don't get angry with them because there is such a musaf. So that's how the Ishus of Prisha will understand it. That Tesis just means, don't get angry. And Achanami, in our case, by Lachas Neis Yom Tov, for sure, make the bracha before. Make the bracha before. That would be one possible suggestion. Another possible suggestion is that we could say like this. What's the difference between Netila and Tevila in comparison to Hadlakas Neis? We could say this is, by Tevila and Netila we find, by both of them, there is a case where Behechuch you have to make the Bracha in some case afterwards. In other words, as we said by Netila, there are certain cases you can't say you can always make the bracha afterwards because it made the bracha before because you can't. There are certain cases, for example, as I said before, you come out of the basic saying you have to make the bracha afterwards because your hands are dirty. And the same thing would be by tevila as well. For example, by ger, Torah Rashi learns actually about Kerry, says that you can't make the bracha on tevila straight away because you're not ready to make the bracha. Therefore, Tosfos tells us, Lo plug. The Chacham not mechalek and said, because there's a certain case where behechuch I have to make the bracha afterwards. Therefore, we say in every case of netila and in every case of tevila, we have to make the bracha afterwards. Whereas hadlakas neiros, there's no case where behechuch you have to do it afterwards. Even though there are some poskim hold that you make the bracha that you on a kabbal Shabbos with the bracha itself. However, there's many places can be disagreed with. Many places can hold she's only Mekabel Shabbos with the actual lighting of the candles. So therefore, there's no case where we could say, put a finger on and say, there has to be a certain case where she has to make the bracha afterwards. Therefore, we could say, by Lachas Neiros, there's more of a svara to say that we can argue as Natila and Tevila and say, there we say the pluk, whereas, when it comes to lighting candles, we can understand the svara to say, on Yom Tov, we'll say differently, we do not say the pluk, Shabbos will stay with doing one way, and Yom Tov, we will do a different way.
According to those possible, say that you have to.
They say in the Kabbalah Shabbos.
So then
the children have to.
You have to.
Right, right, yeah. I'm just saying, you could go with other places, saying it's not happening, you can't say that, can't put a finger and say everyone holds you have to do this way. Now, there is another Svarati bin Chalak, and that's like this. The Dagal Meravava, who is known as Lady Behuda, on the spot in Shulchan Aruch, tells us as follows. The Lashon of the Lady Behuda he says like this. Olanias Daiti Hadin im Imoy Shalagos Trisha. I hold that the correct svara is like the wife of the Drisha. That on Yom Tov you should make the bracha first and then be married. So he asked the question. I, the Magen Avraham, brings a good raya from Tosfos and Pesachim, from Tevila and Metila. So he explains like this. He says, by Netila, what bracha do we make on Netilas Yadayim? Every Netilas Yadayim that we make, the bracha is Asher Kedishanu Tzavu Tzavanu Al Netilas Yadayim. Whatever type of Netila it is, it's a global bracha Al Netilas Yadayim. Whereas Tevila, the same thing is by Tevila as well. Every Tevila, whether it be Tevila Sisha, Tevila Sger, Tevila Bal Keri, the bracha is Asher Kedishanu Tzavu Tzavanu Al HaTevila. Therefore, being that so, says the Noda Yehudi, explains in the way that the Asians appreciate, says, Tosfos is telling us Lo Plug is because we're going to get mixed up. We're going to get mixed up between one Natila and another Natila, because you always make the same bracha. Whereas, Alokos Neiros Shabbos, what bracha do you make on Alokos Neiros Shabbos? You make Lahadlik Neiros Shabbos. Whereas, on Yom Tov, the bracha is Lahadik Nesh and Yom Tov. If so, it's two completely different brachas. He says, what are you worried about? We're worried about that one day you're going to, on Shabbos, you're going to make the bracha afterwards. On Yom Tov, you're going to start making the bracha before, then you're going to get mixed up. The woman will get mixed up. And they'll come to make, on Shabbos, they'll come to say the bracha beforehand, just like Yom Tov. Says the Noda Behuda, no, it's two different brachas. Bishlam, if it's the same bracha, fine, we'll get mixed up if it's two different brachas. They're not going to get mixed up. That is the svara of the Noda Behuda in the Ishas Aprisha. According to that, we're going to have to explain now why, according to the Magen Avraham, why is he prepared to hold up against the Ishas Aprisha? So it's not. Tevila and Netila is a raya that we hold a plug. So we could say like this, that what exactly is the chashash? Going back to Tevila. The chashash is, of Tevila, that they're going to get mixed up. Who exactly is going to get mixed up? What are we saying? We're saying that Tevila, we make every Tevila, you have to make the bracha al Tevila after you've tovled because of otto Tevila sker, because of Tevila sker. And that's what exactly is the chashash going on here? What, in case one day a guy's going to decide to become a ger and he'll get mixed up and make the bracha before and he can't make it? We're talking about an odd case, a random case, where a ger, which is not shayach to him, because you can't re-become a ger. You become a ger, the first bracha anyone's ever going to make, being a goy, it's the first bracha he's going to make, whereas anyone who's doing a tevila, they are already a yid. So who is, on earth, is going to get mixed up? Elamai. The pshat is the chayra, in the Magen Avraham, that his raya is like this. It's a din in the Chachamim. The Chachamim says a din of Lo Plug, and the Chachamim say like this. One case of Netila, where you make a bracha beforehand, you have to make the bracha afterwards. Therefore, it's a global din. Loi chilku chacham. The Chacham said, we have one sort of case where you make the bracha afterwards. Every netila as a bracha afterwards. Tevila, there's one case where we don't make the bracha before. So every case you make the bracha afterwards. Halakas ne, once the some place can hold you make the bracha before. If so, you may have to make the bracha afterwards. Therefore, every case of halakas ne, you have to make the bracha afterwards. That is the Sfar Malamun. He says, even if it's Yom Tov, whatever Sfar you have, he says, it's a general thing. The Chacham said, lo yplug, we're not mechalak, and we always keep the same way. Yeah. Now, what's Pshat in the Gemara of Ron that it says Ein Chochmalish? It means very simple. He says that not necessarily, how is he going to answer the Noji Behud has got a good Svari? He says the Svari is the women won't get mixed up because it's two different brachas. Says the Machzor Shekel, says the Pshat is, or no, one can explain. The Pshayin in Chochma Leisha is Ein Chochma Leisha for the Eishas HaPrishah to be Mechadish, such a thing. It doesn't mean Ein Chochma Leisha they're going to get mixed up, because they won't get mixed up, it's two different brachas. Ein Chochma Leisha just means that the Eishas HaPrishah hasn't got the koyach to make such a big Chiddush. Because Ein Chochma Leisha, that's the koyach, that will be the Pshayin. Now, according to this, let's clear such a Shaila. What would be, on Erev Shabbos, an hour and a half before Shabbos, a woman wants to light the Shabbos candles early. However, she's not being mekabel Shabbos, she's doing it with her tonight. When would she make the bracha on the candles? So the Chayyu would say, Kuntwoif said, that's straightforward. According to the Magen Avraham, Leiplug, therefore, Jen said, there's no difference. Shabbos, Yom Tov, what's the difference? Early, the din is, you always make the bracha afterwards. Whereas, according to the Eishas HaPrishah, that stuff go, when you're Mekabel Shabbos, and you can't lie afterwards, then we'd say, you're not going to be able to make the bracha, you can't make the bracha before, because you're Mekabel Shabbos. You have to make the bracha afterwards. So, over here as well, you make the bracha afterwards. Over here, where you're not the Kabbal Shabbos, because she's made it tonight, therefore you make the bracha first, just like on Yom Tov. But according to what we've just said, that won't be true. According to the Nedib Yehuda, let's go back to what we just said. We explained, the Nedib Yehuda said, the Svar of the Eishas HaPrishah is, that Bishleim on Shabbos, you make the bracha Lahadik Neshul Shabbos. On Yom Tov, they're making the bracha Lahadik Neshul Yom Tov. Therefore they're not going to get mixed up. Whereas over here, on Erev Shabbos, she's making the same bracha, she's making Lahadik Neshul Shabbos. So over here, even the Eishas HaPrishah will be masking that she should only make the bracha afterwards, because at the end of the day, she's making the same bracha, Harik Neshul Shabbos. That's what L'chayr will come out. Now, what there is to clear on this is like this. The Nedib Yehuda, he carries on a little, and he says the following svar. The Note of Yehuda says that after he's spoken about the difference that the brachos, Lahadik Neshul Yom Tov, Lahadik Neshul Shabbos, are different, that's why they don't get mixed up. He says like this, he goes back to the Magen Avraham and he says, according to you, Magen Avraham, you're telling me that the Chachamim were never mechalek in their takon. And they say, Loi plug, you always have to make the bracha afterwards. Whether it's Tevila, whether it's Netila, whether it's Halakas Ne. Says the Nedib Yehuda the following Chiddush. He says, you're telling me all Birchas Hadlaka, you have to make the bracha afterwards. What's the question from? He says, the question will be Halakas Ne Chanukah. He says, if you're telling me that every Hadlaka is the same and you always have to make the bracha afterwards, if so, Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is the same thing. The Chayri should only make the bracha afterwards. Because Leiplug, the Chacham will not mechalek. So every Tevil is the same, every Netil is the same, and every Hadlakah is the same. The Chayri should be the same thing. That's what the Lady Yehuda asks on the Svar of the Magen Avraham. as says the Yehuda, Vavadei Leisa, can we have a similar tafri shayin vav? He says, for sure, that's not the din. You've never heard of anyone making a bracha before, after Ner Chanukah. For sure you make it before. So he says like this, he says, and Vavadei, kivish hanusuch hu lahadlik Ner Chanukah. He wants to bring a raya to himself, and he says, back to Leisha Sabrisha, he says, Elamai, what is the svara? The svara is because by Ner Chanukah, you're saying lahadlik Ner Chanukah. So according to my shit, my svara, it's very good. You say a different bracha, lahadlik Ner Chanukah, therefore it makes a lot of sense to make the bracha beforehand because no one's going to get mixed up. Yeah. Now let's understand, let's go back to the Magen Avraham. According to the Magen Avraham, how's he going to answer this? So it's a bomb kasha, according to the Magen Avraham. What's going to be? The Ner Chanukah should be the same. So I'd like to suggest like this. The difference between Ner Chanukah and Alokas Ner Shabbos is like this. Generally, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Alokha is, as we said before, that women and men are chayef to make the bracha, to be madlik the Neir Shabbos. However, the Shulchan Aruch once in Philia tells us, Hanoshim muzaris by Yosef Neshem Mitsuyos Bebayis by Yoskutz Pesachay Bayis. Women are more muzar on lighting candles because they're around the house. They're busy with in the house. And therefore, it's more shayef for the women to make the bracha. But as we know, Hanoshim Neir Shabbos is shayef to everyone. If there's no woman around, so how about the man makes it? However, it is generally done by a woman. Therefore, we would say like this. Hadlakas Neir Shabbos and Yom Tov is always done by the woman. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that's where they're going to get mixed up. But as we know, Hadlakas Neir Chanukah, who does the Hadlakas Neir Chanukah? Generally the opposite. The men are the ones who do it. There's no man, so fine, so the woman does it. But generally the men do that, the Hadlakas Neir Chanukah. If so, there's no shaykhs between them, says the Magen Avraham. I hold tak a low plug because they're going to get mixed up. So Tavina, Natila, Halakas Ner Shabbos, Halakas Ner Yom Tov, all the same, we keep them all the same. Why? Because they're going to get mixed up. But that's only if it's the same type of person. Whereas, by Halakas Ner Chanukah, it's the men who are doing it. Therefore, there's going to be no problem to make the bracha beforehand, and that's what we do. Well, maybe could say, another, and actually I found that the Bechatcha, the Ishla from Rebbe Chach actually says this word for word lecheria. He says the loshon kishemadlik ish sheetzloi in hadlocha kabbalah Shabbos nochen shvur chedem hadlocha. When a man lights, his hadlocha is not kabbalah Shabbos, as he said before. Therefore, he should make the bracha before the hadlocha. And he says v'yashlema shegam bazei yudah Magen Avraham ki lahomilsa nira shanoshim him am bifnei atzmon. And this the Magen Avraham will be masking to because the women are am bifnei atzmon. And if you had some b'derech lo plug the bracha and lock of it, such Shabbos kosher, mekabel Shabbos b'chosam. There, mekabel Shabbos with the bracha. Mikamokim legabei anoshim shetamid in ze kabbalah Shabbos kodesh lo plug at some bracha tamid over last yosef. It's not exactly the same; it's similar. And he says because the men aren't actually mekabel Shabbos with their hadlokas neiros, therefore it's completely different. There's no reason why they can't make a kabbalah Shabbos. They can't make the bracha before. Now, another svara to be mechalek on the Magen Avraham, another answer to the Magen Avraham would be like this. Just quickly say this, that let's look at what actually the tzitzah is. What is the tzitzah of netila? Netila is, one needs tie hands. So whatever type of netila it is, bracha before, bracha afterwards, the Tzitzah of Netila is, what is the outcome we need when you wash your hands? You need to tie your hands. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, every Netila, whenever you wash your hands, you need to tie your hands. The bracha is always afterwards. Tevila, what's the Tzitzah of Tevila? The Tzitzah of Tevila is, you're toveling, you need to become tired. Geir, bal, keri, nidah, whatever it is, it's a global din that you need to become tired. Therefore, the bracha of Tevila will be afterwards. Whereas, when it comes to Hadlokas Neiros, it's a little bit different. Hadlokas Neiros, Shabbos and Yom Tov, what's the reason why we light candles? What's the tzitzah of it? Whether it's a Shalom Bayis, whether it's because of Oynik Shabbos, That's why, in those situations, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to make the bracha afterwards. Whereas, when it comes to Hadlachas Ner Chanukah, what's the Tzitzor Hadlachas Ner Chanukah? It's Pesul Minisa. If so, we could possibly say that it's a completely different type of Hadlach. It's the Tzitzor of it is Pesul Minisa. That's why we can mechalek and say, according to the Magen Avraham, Dafka, Shabbos and Yom Tov is going to be the same, whereas when it comes to Chanukah, if it's because of the Suminissa, that's why you can make the bracha before.
Just before Tony starts his 5 or 10 minute speech,
I just want to. I've got a few more things to give, but I mean, hello, can you do this?